This is episode number 2415 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Matt Damon has no plans to end his longstanding feud with Jimmy Kimmel, as he called Jimmy a bad person, at the premiere of his new movie, Air.
I love the fact that he plays along with this just as much as Jimmy does. Because you know they're friends.
Oh, yeah.
They never appear very much in public together.
Yeah.
So that they don't have to have that awkward moment of like, you know, you're an ass. No, right. You're an ass. Right?
Especially if your kids are present.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's a terrible human being. He's a demonstrably bad man.
Oh, my God.
All this while Jimmy walked the carpet a few paces behind Matt as he heckled him.
He heckled him.
Heckled.
Heckled.
Hey.
Matt heckled Jimmy. That's funny.
Hey, I'd love to take a picture with you, but we ran out of time, he yelled at Jimmy, referencing the ongoing gag in which he apologizes to Matt at the end of every episode for running out of time.
Every Oscar ceremony. I don't know if you caught that or not.
You apologize to Halle Berry.
I do it. Yeah. Where do you think I stole that gag from?
Oh, yeah.
Stole it from Kimmel. Yeah.
The faux feud began in 2006.
Wow.
When Jim... Yeah,
wow, time. That was a long time. Yeah. I didn't know Jimmy Kimmel had been on the air that long, but I guess he has.
It seemed like only yesterday.
Mm. Oh, but now it's been like 17 years. So I think it's been more like 20.
So Jimmy offhandedly joked that they bumped Matt from the episode. Eh, we had a bad show. Guests were bad, Jimmy told NPR in 2013. And I decided to say, for the amusement of one of our producers, who was standing next to me, I want to apologize to Matt Damon. We ran out of time. And he got a kick out of it. The producer did. So I just started doing it every night to amuse him.
Now, I know of at least twice, maybe more than that, that Matt Damon has been on the show.
He has, yeah.
And Jimmy's ignored him, they've absolutely played this up.
Yeah,
you know. But I saw a picture of the two of them. Now, Matt and Affleck have a movie together. It's called Air. It's about Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Premieres are going on right now. And I saw a picture the other day of Jimmy and Matt face to face with big smiles on their faces, like they were going to hug each other.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't like they were like at each other's throat.
Remember the time that Affleck came out on Jimmy Fallon's show and he was like, you know, kind of had a bulge, and turns out he had Matt Damon.
Yeah, he had Matt Damon hanging under a suit when he came out. And then whatever movie it was that Matt Damon was part of an ensemble on, I can't remember which one it was, but they had all the stars on and Matt sitting at the very end.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And Jimmy would not ask him a question, and Matt would go, how about me? What about me?
Yeah.
So they play it up good. I will say they play it up good. Anyway, it's one of the longest standing gags or faux feuds in Hollywood history for the sake of a gag, I think. Second only... Or I'm only second to that with my Halle Berry gag, which is going on 10 years now. So I just want to say, when I steal a gag, damn it, I steal a gag.
So for a three-hour long movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you better pee before you go.
Yeah,
right?
And get your popcorn and a small soda.
Normally there's words.
There's words in a three-hour movie.
But Keanu Reeves, well... He's not one to talk a lot anyway. And in John Wick 4, he just doesn't have a lot to say.
Well, he doesn't need to. It's the action that counts in John Wick movie.
That's right. You know?
It's cars. It's shooting people. It's killing people.
And he can stand there and
just
look like Keanu and be fine for me.
Yeah, of course.
The Wall Street Journal actually counted.
Somebody, the back of the theater. 1, 2, 3.
Now, it's 3 hours long.
Yeah.
And he only says 380 words throughout the whole movie.
Wow. He could have said that in 15 minutes.
So that's what?
It's like it's precious.
100 and something words of an hour.
It's 500 minutes. So it's like about a minute and a half, a minute, whatever it is.
Anyway. About 10% of his words are spoken in the movie's 2.5 minutes trailer.
Wow, you've seen the movie then, if you've seen the trailer.
And he says more in that trailer than he does in the first 25 minutes of the film.
Look, I like Keanu Reeves as much as the next guy, and you know I've talked about this before.
You don't either.
He's not an actor's actor. I'm not. I'm
he
not
doesn't
saying,
have to be.
No, well, yeah, but you know what? At some point, he's going to have to be. Or, look, he's been lucky that he's found a couple of roles, these franchise roles. Obviously, being in The Matrix was huge for him.
Yeah.
Now the John Wick series is huge for him. There'll be a John Wick 10, I guarantee.
Hey, there will always be Speed.
Again,
which
not
live
great acting.
In infamy.
Not great acting on
he
his part.
He was adorable in that, though.
Not great acting on
doesn't
his part.
Doesn't have to be.
See, this is the thing. He's not winning any Oscars, and he's not likely to with 380 words in a three-hour movie.
Hey, body language is acting.
Titanic right? was 3 hours, and I guarantee you that Kate Winslet had more than 380 words to say.
Yes, and at least 380 of those words were Jack. Titanic, a.k.a. Jack Rose.
Don't let go. I won't let go.
I'll never let go.
I'll never let go.
Come back.
Ay, ay, ay.
Here's Keanu's longest line of dialogue.
Oh, you have it. Okay, I'm ready.
You and I left a good life behind a long time ago, my friend.
That's it. Wow.
And the funny thing is, that was Keanu's call. Director Chad Stahelski, he says... Mr. Reeves stripped out roughly half the dialogue written for his character in the initial script.
Okay, so roughly half. Again, not a lot of words for 3 hours.
Right.
380 and 380 is 760 words.
Yeah.
Still a lot more words than he had, but not a lot of words for a three-hour movie.
Yeah, he stripped them out. Keanu said, I ain't talking that
much.
I don't
need to act by words. I just need to look. And I need to shoot.
I'm Keanu.
Yeah. With our apologies to Sandra Bullock for having to star next to Keanu Reeves in Speed.
Oh, please.
No. Terrible acting.
Oh.
And Halle Berry.
They had a crush on each other. They looked
Who was
together.
Also in a John Wick movie.
She was.
Yes, she was. And she was damn fine in it. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.